Her current specialization in immigration law is the work that initially inspired Fletcher to become a lawyer.
When I started practicing, I started working for the government, and I transitioned to solo practitioner, and I started off with business, and I ended up doing a lot of family. Now, for the last, I would say, 5 years, 6 years, I tried to just dedicate myself to business and immigration for the most part. I always was aware of the immigration issues that existed when I first moved to Columbus, of course, because there weren't a lot of attorneys who spoke Spanish. Individuals always came to me years and years ago asking for immigration help. Immigration is very complex, and I think people are starting to get a little bit of a feel for that. People think it's black and white. People think that it's a matter of someone not coming in the right way, or just filing an application, or just not wanting to follow the rules or the system. And they don't realize that the system is archaic, that the system really doesn't work very well, that it's self-defeating. You know, and many immigration attorneys will tell you that. So back then, I didn't do immigration. Not a lot of people did immigration back then here in Columbus. I didn't have any mentors. I was a young attorney. So I didn't do immigration, because dabbling in immigration, you affect people's lives. You know, It's not where you get something wrong and they suffer monetarily or inconvenience. I mean, if you do a mistake with immigration, sometimes it could cost their getting deported or losing their liberty. I started doing it about 6 years ago because I started working with another attorney who had been doing it. Even though I didn't do it before, helping people was always one of the reasons that drew me to become a lawyer and fighting for individual rights. And there was a lot of abuses in the system with regards to representation, I felt. And so I started working in the field of immigration about 6 years ago. And that's half of the, I think that's about half of my practice, if not a little bit more than half. The majority of people that I have in the field of immigration are people who don't have a lot of options. And it's sometimes very heartbreaking, you know, dealing with families. When I say mixed families, I'm sure you've heard of in the news, half the family, you know, have status and half of them don't. It's hard to tell a child who's 8, 9, 10 years old that because of that issue of mixed status, they might be separated from their parents or their loved ones or their siblings. And the Hispanic culture, family is huge. It is very heartbreaking sometimes, but at other times, you know, it's very fulfilling when you're able to bring a positive result to a situation. And I think, and especially now, representation is needed. People should know what their rights are. You know, they get a lot of misinformation through the news. Even people who don't understand the issues with immigration, you know, they don't understand the complexities. They think that the solutions are easy. You know, they think the wall is easy. that solves everything. And it's not. I mean, I think everybody would agree that security is important for this country. But that's a different issue than the issue of the fabric of this country. The fabric of this country is with immigrants. And I'm not talking about just when this country began with the American Indians. That's a whole story in and of itself. I'm talking about during the times where labor was desperately needed here and undocumented individuals were used and abused to build and stabilize this economy here. Unfortunately, they're used politically as scapegoats, and this country has always had undocumented individuals. It has never been addressed in a comprehensive way.
Absolutely. So, you think about like the Bracero program, and I think some people forget about bringing workers in from Mexico to work for like a short period of time, and they were undocumented, but it was like
exactly
a deal with the government.
Exactly.
It's just one of those things. I think you're completely right in terms of when the country like needs labor, and especially like thinking about these rules changing, right?
Yeah, and there's a lot of abuse that goes on with that gets ignored. I mean, you have individuals who get brought over, they're promised housing, they're promised pay, they're promised, and their housing is atrocious. But, you know, nobody looks into that, you know what I mean? Or it's not in the news like it is. Oh, he's undocumented. Oh, yes, they were undocumented, but guess what? They were brought over and they're being abused. I do think that immigration does need to be overhauled. And then the whole concept that if you come over, you're an outright criminal, that simplifies it. My heart breaks every time they use individuals who were murdered or killed by an undocumented individual. But my heart also breaks that a whole community is being scapegoated because of that. You know what I mean? There's less crime in immigrant communities statistically. That does matter. Nowadays, the environment is so toxic as to what your beliefs are that I don't think people are actually communicating and trying to come up with solutions. Either you believe this way or you don't. You either support this political figure or you don't. The country has become very divisive right now. But history has a way of repeating itself and correcting itself. And hopefully, you know, not. Unfortunately, people get hurt in the process. And, you know, innocent people get hurt in the process.